Welcome back to the Dream Podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Wyatt Redburn, and as usual, I have alongside me Eli DeBon.
Glad to be here.
We got something very special for you guys here today. We're going to be talking about the American Dream, but not just the American Dream, the Gatsby American Dream. We're going to have three good quotes for you here today, pulled straight from the text. We will be discussing how Gatsby was living and suffering from the American Dream. Stay tuned. We'll have some good stuff for you here. Okay, before we dive into the quote and the analyzation here, I'm going to ask you a question, Eli. Can you explain to me what the American Dream is by definition?
Okay, well, the American Dream is the ideal that every U.S. citizen should have an equal opportunity to achieve success and prosperity through hard work, determination, and initiative.
Okay, good. So we have the definition for the American Dream, right? So, can you explain to me how Gatsby was fulfilling the American Dream?
So, Gatsby and the American Dream correlate very well with each other because Gatsby portrayed this fancy, dapper, rich guy, and everyone thrived to live like Gatsby. Gatsby showed that things were possible. For example, in the text, Nick says, "Anything can happen now that we've slid over this bridge," referring to the Brooklyn Bridge in New York. "I thought anything at all, even Gatsby, could happen without any particular wonder." After analyzing the quote, "I thought anything at all, even Gatsby, could happen," it really got me thinking about how there is hope for all, and if Gatsby could come up from nothing and become what the American Dream is, then anyone can.
You know, I'd have to agree with you on that. You make a profound point. You know, here's this guy coming from North Dakota with not a penny to his name, you know, nothing at all. And here he is now living such a lavish, extravagant life.
All right, Wyatt, it is your turn.
Okay.
Can you provide us with some textual evidence showing that Gatsby was living the American Dream?
Of course, I got it right here. "Gatsby believed in the green light, the orgastic future year by year recedes before us. It eluded us then that's no matter. Tomorrow we will run faster, stretch out our arms farther. And then one fine morning, so we beat on, boats against the current, borne back ceaselessly into the past." So for those who didn't understand that complex grammar and vocabulary, which would definitely include Eli and myself, I'm going to break this down from a fundamental standpoint for you. The quote means that every day they are striving to be better, hence the meaning, "Tomorrow we will run faster, stretch out our arms farther." This also shows that they refuse to stay in their pasts, as it says, "borne back ceaselessly into the past." Borne back ceaselessly meaning they don't want to be held back into their past any longer.
You know, couldn't have said it much better myself.
Okay, here we are with the idea of the American Dream and how Gatsby was striving towards what he wanted to achieve. He had money, fancy cars, lavish clothing, but at some point, Gatsby's money just couldn't really buy everything. He found that the part of his dream was unattainable. Can you spare me a quote that resides among the pages of the book, The Great Gatsby, written by none other than the man himself, F. Scott Fitzgerald?
Well, I'd be glad to. Here it says, "He stretched out his arm toward the dark water. I distinguished nothing except a single green light, minute and far away. When I looked once more for Gatsby, he had vanished."
Okay, could you elaborate on that for me, please?
Well, basically this means that the green light that Gatsby is reaching for in this passage is representing his future and the goals he has. One of those goals that Gatsby simply wasn't able to fulfill was a future between him and Daisy.
So essentially what Gatsby was doing was taking the American Dream and just setting unattainable goals within it.
Yes, pretty much. All right, we're going to steer away from the Great Gatsby for a moment and talk about the modern day American dream and what well-respected individuals in society have to say about it. The Transformation of the American Dream, an article written by the New York Times, has several different people who are interviewed. It starts off by saying that the American dream has radically changed over the past years. President Trump and cabinet member Carson suggest that the American dream involves owning a beautiful home and a roaring business. Mr. Adams, the writer of the article, emphasizes ideals rather than material goods. It is not a dream of motor cars and high wages merely, but a dream of a social order in which each man and each woman shall be able to attain to the fullest stature of which they are innately capable and recognized by others for what they are. I think that just goes back to what the actual definition of the American dream is.
Great source, Eli. Thank you for that. This article just goes to show that the American dream is different for everyone, but holds the same value throughout its legacy. For our second source, I have an article by Jared Kingsman called Gatsby's Unrealistic American Dream in The Great Gatsby. What it is telling us is that Gatsby was able to achieve his dream because he succeeded in becoming a fabulously wealthy man in West Egg. However, the American dream can be a cruel and foolish notion. In the text, Nick says, Gatsby's dream is too high and unrealistic. He was idolized Daisy in so much that she cannot live up to his expectations. Therefore, his somewhat unattainable dream represents the harsh reality of the American dream. Basically, Gatsby has realized that he wasn't going to be able to have a relationship like he wanted to with Daisy. This tugged at his heartstrings. As this podcast comes to a close, I just want to recap on what we talked about today, and that was Gatsby was living the American dream, but he was also suffering from the American dream because he was setting too high of standards for the American dream, as he was setting goals that were unattainable. And we also covered two very good sources. One was an article from New York Times, The Transformation of the American Dream, and secondly, we touched on Gatsby's Unrealistic American Dream and The Great Gatsby. And as always, this is Wyatt Redburn coming from the Dream Podcast and my man beside me,
Eli DeBond. We look forward to seeing you next time we talk about the modern Gatsby.